As we've reported, there are two major stories coming out of Turkey today. Nick Schifrin reports on how both reveal tensions between the U.S. and critical allies.
Today, 50-year-old Pastor Andrew Brunson was released from Turkish custody, and the U.S.-Turkey relationship was released from its most serious point of contention. Brunson left the courthouse in a convoy after being convicted on terrorism charges and was set free on time served. He spent 2 years in custody and recently became a media sensation as he went between court and house arrest. The charges against him blocked all other progress on U.S.-Turkish relations and became the main irritant between Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and the U.S.
Release Pastor Andrew Brunson now, or be prepared to face the consequences.
From July to yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence and the administration maintained pressure on Turkey with sanctions and public statements.
We will continue to stand strong until Pastor Andrew Brunson is free.
Today, President Trump tweeted in all caps, "Pastor Brunson just released, will be home soon," unfreezing the Turkey-U.S. relationship, says Washington Institute for Near East Policy senior fellow Soner Çapte.
U.S.-Turkish relations hit an all-time low when President Trump slapped sanctions against Turkey because Turkey kept detaining U.S. Pastor Brunson in jail there. And Erdogan decided that it was time for him to turn the relationship around, primarily because he needs U.S. assistance also to push back another front against Saudi Arabia.
Turkey accuses Saudi Arabia of murdering Jamal Khashoggi inside its Istanbul consulate. Turkish officials released CCTV images of what they call a Saudi hit squad that killed Khashoggi. And Turkish officials have anonymously claimed to have video and audio proving murder.
Turkey had to respond to the alleged murder of Khashoggi in Istanbul, number one, because this violated Turkey's sovereignty. Turkey is very sensitive over what it sees as violations of its sovereignty.
But Erdogan's criticism has stopped short of murder charges. The Turkish currency and economy are struggling, and he would like assistance from Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who's been personally connected to Khashoggi's murder.
Erdogan wants the Saudi Crown Prince to take the graceful exit out. Let's say blame it on rogue elements or on people that are responsible in his administration and throw him under the bus and get out of this.
But if that doesn't happen, Erdogan would confront the Saudis. And either way, he needs U.S. help, says Çapte, the author of an Erdogan biography called The New Sultan.
Erdogan knew that if there was a day for him to reset with Trump, it is today. He should make it up with Trump today so he can call him tomorrow and ask for his assistance in what will be a very friendly phone conversation in the case of Khashoggi, number one, so that maybe Trump will convince the Crown Prince to take an graceful exit out. And if that doesn't work, then maybe he has U.S. backing to push back against Khashoggi incident.
There's no guarantee that will work. And there's no guarantee the U.S.-Turkey relationship will smooth over entirely. There are still major disagreements beginning in Syria.
The U.S. teams with Kurdish fighters to fight ISIS, but Turkey calls the Kurds terrorists. Turkey plans to buy the U.S.'s most advanced jet fighters, but it also wants Russian missiles that threaten those fighters. And the U.S. and Turkey disagree over Fethullah Gulen, who lives in Pennsylvania, but Turkey says launched a failed 2016 coup, as Erdogan told the NewsHour's Amna Nawaz last month.
We asked for extradition, and we signed all the necessary documents and paperwork. They could have deported him with an administrative decision, but unfortunately, the U.S. did not extradite him.
Despite the tensions, Turkey is a NATO ally with vital geography.
It's the only country that borders Iran, Iraq, Syria, ISIL territory, and Russia across the Black Sea. Whatever U.S. policies are regarding those five entities and countries, they're much easier with Turkey on board.
And any cooperation is much easier now that Brunson's been released. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.